This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. We're seated outside this morning, poolside, in the glamorous Cantina at the Santa Fe Opera. Just up the hill from us, in the $20 million, 2,100-seat opera house, the 56th season of the Santa Fe Opera is underway. Things were a bit different, a bit more rustic, in the summer of 1957, when the Santa Fe Opera began its remarkable run. And with us this morning is an important member of that original Santa Fe Opera company, the great American mezzo, Regina Sarfati. Regina, it is wonderful to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
The Cantina is where everybody has lunch now. Where did you have lunch in the summer of 1957?
An interesting question. We all lived at the ranch, which is now the offices, right up there. And we had lunch in the dining room. There were only 12 members of the company.
And a lot of young people.
Well, I was 22. I don't think I know anybody 22 who is a professional today.
Right.
Given the responsibility I was given. I did 5 operas. The opening opera, The Rake's Progress, with Maestro Stravinsky sitting in the audience. Times have changed in that way. Because people are staying in school longer, getting more degrees to protect themselves if, in fact, they don't have a career. Right. That was not a choice for me. I went to a school called Juilliard, the School of the Performing Arts. I was trained to be a performer, and that's what I became.
Juilliard, in fact, is the connection to the Santa Fe Opera for you. You met John Crosby at Juilliard.
Correct.
How did that happen?
He was a pianist in the opera department. I didn't even take notice of him. And out of the blue, one day he came up to me and he said, "Regina," soft-spoken, "I am going to start an opera company in the Southwest. Would you care to become a member?" And I said, "Well, where in the Southwest?" He said, "Santa Fe." And I said, "Where is Santa Fe?" I didn't have a clue. I was from Brooklyn. And he said, "Well, I went to school there because I was asthmatic." This was his school right here. This opera house
was
his school.
This ranch, yes.
This ranch. And I said, "Well, when you have a contract to offer me, we'll talk again." 6 months later, he said, "Here's the contract." I said, "Oh." So it paid me this wonderful sum of $100 a week, for which I did 5 operas, $100 a week. That was enormous amounts of money to me, my first job. But it was more than that. It was the responsibility he gave me.
And what was it like when you got here? What did you find in this spot here on the hill in Santa Fe?
Rustic. We rehearsed right there on the lawn, right behind us. Butterfly, hats on. Blazing with heat, lips swelling, nose running. It was dry. We were not prepared for it. But little by little, we adjusted. We had fun. It was fun. Not that we didn't worry about our performances. We certainly did. But we were a repertoire company. If you were not the star in one performance, you were a star in another. So I thought that was the perfect setup. And that was what we did for the first 4 years that I was here.
We've been speaking about this as if it was maybe some sort of small company. This was, in fact, a national news item when the Santa Fe Opera opened. There was national coverage. Mm-hmm. Were you all aware of how important?
No. I was not aware of it until John had a chat with his father, Lawrence. You see, John did not own the land on which the opera house is built. He leased it. And Lawrence said to John, "Let's try it out. Let's see what happens." Opening night, July 1957, Lawrence goes up to John after the opening and he says, "You have a winner here. Buy the land." And so we knew we were on the map. And I knew for the first time that it was really, how can I say, it was a canon heard around the opera world. And we were not aware of it up until that time.
Mezzo-soprano Regina Sarfati Riklis sang in the very first production at the Santa Fe Opera, Madame Butterfly, in 1957. And Regina continued to appear in important roles at the opera through the 1960s. She is one of the artists who has helped establish this company as a unique American player in the world of opera. The 2012 Santa Fe season continues through August 25th. For tickets and information, go to santafeopera.org. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
A pleasure. Regina. Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith. Thanks to Tristan Klum for engineering.